Welcoming you to the second hour of our happy Easter Sunday morning edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the streams, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can also find us on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great stuff, especially about the bees, on Facebook. And Nathan was very frustrating during Love Train. On the first Sundays of the month, I always zoom into the show, and that way I don't have to get up quite so early, make the drive. But Nathan and I have this thing when we do Love Train. We take advantage of being on Zoom, and you know, you can do things and have, I don't know what you call them, filters and stuff. And we have all this stuff we do for Love Train. So it makes it more fun when we're dancing in all these lights. Well, I don't know. They must have changed Zoom or something and up or something. Anyway, I can't figure out. I couldn't even find them anymore. So once we get done with our interview here and before we do the 11 o'clock Love Train, you need to tell me how I find that stuff again. So anyway, we'll get back to that. I don't want to distract us from what our main focus right now would be. And that, of course, would would be what's going on across the world in India. And speaking of India, the one who knows the most is the chief cook and bottle washer for Help Animals India. That, of course, would be Eileen Weintraub. So, good morning, Eileen. Welcome to Animal World.
Hello.
Hey, Eileen.
Hey, oh, good morning, everybody.
Hey,
This is
all right. So we're
Help
having a little
Animals
Mercury in
India.
retrograde, even though it isn't, and we got you on the phone, even though we're having some trouble here.
Okay, yeah, we're all doing our best these
So happy
days.
Easter.
Yeah, okay. And a beautiful Sunday.
Yes,
So,
yes. So
yeah.
give us the lowdown on Help Animals India and what is your organization all about?
Okay, Help Animals India is based in our area, Seattle area, and we give grants, training, and advice to the animal groups in India and Nepal because they have a lot of animals there that need help and the people who want to help them. So, as I always say, there's 1.5 billion people in India. And if only 1% of those people want to help that run-over puppy in the road, that's 10 million people. So
Wow.
they're people just like us, the people that listen to the show, and we just don't want to ignore the animal suffering we might see, because there's a lot of street animals
Well,
to
and what
help.
I really like about the Help Animals India, Eileen, is that you don't just focus on one organization to help or one kind of animal to help. Because, unlike life here in our world in the United States, we live with domestic animals differently, and we have different animals because the climate is different and all that sort of thing. You've got all the dogs, and then there's cats, and there's monkeys, and there's elephants, and there's cows, and we got all kinds of animals over there. So
Yeah,
who
we
is
don't
most?
discriminate.
And that's the wonderful thing about you is that you can spread the wealth around, so to speak. You're
Well,
not
we
just
do that
helping
because
one.
we want to encourage the groups there to, fundraise as they can, not to be dependent on outside in. So, we give them a boost. It really means a lot, and encourages them to do more.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So, what who's top on the list that we need to talk about? What kind of animals are first this week?
Well, I'm a cat rescuer from way back, and we were able to, just encourage the groups to reach out to more people who love the cats. And so, we're getting a large grant, and that'll help spay and neuter these people's cats. And it's some very sad stories. Adopt a kitten, and then as soon as it turns into a male that's causing problems, if they're not neutered, they'll just abandon them. So we want to reach the heart of the problem and get people's cats spayed and neutered too.
And if
So,
I remember right, I think when you started working, with the cat issues there, I mean, the veterinarians didn't even know how to spay cats. They weren't taught that in school.
well, they barely knew how to do dogs either. And, the dog situation is really out of control. And that's another area that all the groups are working hard on because, people see these cute dogs in the streets and they feed them, but they also have to be spay-neutered and rabies vaccinated and then roo vaccinated too. So it's a lot of work to help these dogs.
Well, and
And
that's isn't it still is it still true? Because I know it used to shock me when you'd say there are 33 million street dogs. Has that changed at all since we've started talking about this? Do they still have
well,
that
there's
many street dogs, do you think?
no current census. Some people think it's more than that. And, it's just year after year after year of doing these, they call it ABC, animal birth control. So they say it's as simple as ABC, you know. And then I've mentioned this before, like for our feral cat project in this area, they do an ear notch to say the dog's been or the cat's been operated on, sterilized. So in India, they do an ear notch on the dogs, so you can always, you know, see that, and you know, that's a visible way to know that they've been fixed. And you know, they're just doing that year in and year out, and you know, the vets are doing that. And we had and other groups, there's a lot of other groups who help from outside India, and they would do a training. There's something called World Vet Services, and they'll, you know, bring in the vets and train the vets that are there to do a better job of the operation, so that the dogs can suffer less and, you know, just be quickly released, because it's, you know, very good sterile technique, and just give them all the options to have a successful program, and also catching the dogs in a more humane way. That's something that's been taught too. So it's, you know, just many years of working and trying to lessen the dog population, so that they, you know, they're not cruelly killed, but they can live, you know, in their in and we call them community dogs instead of, you know, street, or they also call them streeties, which is cute.
Well, and I when we first I think when we first started talking about cats and that you know there was well vets had to learn how to spay them and that sort of thing, but and then I think now there's a similar program, you know, like the trap, neuter, release, or return that we do here. But I remember we haven't talked about it for a while, but I think I remember, Eileen, that it was really hard to do that because they didn't even have the traps available there. That weren't you having to take traps over to India? I mean, has that changed? Do they now have the equipment they need to do? You know, the trap, neuter, return sort of things, or are you still having to transport cages and traps and stuff?
well, they were making the traps there, but they were very clunky and they weren't very usable. Basically, you know, the feral cats, and mostly we have to just help people get their cats like spayed and neutered. So they'll, you know, they'll bring them in a basket. And India is such a vibrant place that the cats aren't, they're just, you know, if they are out on the street, they're just sort of used to people. They're not, so it's kind of a different situation about, you know, there's not that many feral cats, you know, just unknown cats that need help. So the traps aren't that important. And they also use nets. And we can, you know, in this area too, they use a net to catch a cat.
And I'm wondering because you know they live with dogs and cats you know kind of differently than we do. It sounds like more people in India are living with cats, having cats in their homes. But you know the dogs, like you said, are community dogs and live on the streets. Do they have shelters or rescues for dogs and cats in India, or not?
Yes. Many of the groups we help have them, and those are the animals that can't be released back to the street. So, you know, maybe they're injured, or you know, we have those three-legged dogs, and you know, we have cat shelters. We have all of that.
All right.
So basically, you know, the point isn't just to keep, you know, collecting animals and putting them in the shelter. You know, if they can be released and have a caretaker, they need to have a caretaker, someone who feeds them and watches out for them, you know, and brings them in if is a problem. So, you know,
No.
it's a subtropical area, so you know, most of the places don't really get a winter, and summer is very challenging. The summer has started in March there already, and a lot of other projects that go on is putting out water bowls for the street animals, so they can, you know, have something to drink, and also for the birds, and a lot of cows on the street. So there's like big water bowls for them. And then, of course, there's the elephants that we help. And so now we're sponsoring some elephants, and, you know, they're pretty expensive. So I just sent over the yearly grant, and they're just so grateful. So every penny, every rupee really helps support these, you know, wonderful animals, so that, you know, the elephants don't have to go back into basically slavery, and they can have a free life in the sanctuary. So, you know, we're very pleased to help the elephants as we can.
Yeah, so definitely there are elephant sanctuaries in India, and you work with one in particular. And how many elephants are at that particular sanctuary?
Well, right now there's only six, but, the six beautiful females, and, we hope to get more. But basically these groups do elephant advocacy throughout India. So, there were some rescued elephants up in another place, and so they helped facilitate getting them to sanctuary. So, there's always court battles, because sometimes the elephants, the people are abusing an elephant and not, treating it really well. Things like beating the elephant and, not good. And then the elephant's so isolated just by itself. And this group that we help does legal battles to help free more elephants from captivity. So
yeah, and the way they're used in captivity for entertainment, and isn't that where a lot of the abuse comes in terms of the way they're housed and that sort of thing?
Not so much entertainment, like circuses and stuff like that. No. Mostly in the temples.
So it is mostly in temples, because they have, there's the Indian god Ganesh that's part elephant.
Yes.
So elephants are used in temple services?
Well, they train the elephant to give blessing. So, you just go up to the elephant and you give it a coconut, and then the elephant gives a blessing with her trunk on your head. But so the elephant is basically in a hut all day by herself. So it's not a very nice life for her. But then other elephants, they have elephant rides. And we just did an educational thing online about how the elephant's spine is actually not set up like a horse to really have stuff on their back. So, there's places that'll give elephant rides. And, they don't take, maybe, it's a profit business, so they might not take care of the elephants. And then just, elephants hauling things also. One of the elephants that was rescued, she was a logging elephant. She was trying to pick up the cutting down trees, logging in very remote areas. There's no roads, so they'll use the elephant to get up there and pull the logs down. So I don't think it was a union job.
Right.
And so she was rescued from that also. So different things. I forget the figures, but the elephant population in the wild is way down, just because they face so many challenges. They have nowhere to roam because everything's so crowded now. And then they eat the food. The farmers don't want them in their land because, elephants tromping through your land, it's not very good for your crop. So they do try and have some elephant carts, like at least around a railroad crossing so that they can cross safely. But the elephants in the wild are very endangered, like so many other, animals in our increasingly challenging world.
So, all right. I just want to check in with Nathan just a little bit. It seems that we don't have a great connection phone-wise, Nathan. Is that part of the problem we're dealing with? Because it's difficult for me to understand everything that Eileen is saying. She's kind of
It's possible. I mean, we could try if you want to use the other phone line you have, Eileen, we can, or I don't know if there's something that
If you're moving around at all, if you can just hold the phone.
No, I'm talking directly, and I'll just talk more slowly. Sorry.
Well, that sounds good now. So let's try that. But I think we have other issues than just being able to call, you know, nobody calling in. I think there are other phone issues. Anyway, I apologize for that if you guys are having trouble like I am. But so it sounds like, Eileen, from what I did with the elephants, the ones that come to the sanctuaries, the rescues, would be elephants from temples that are used for blessings. And even though they're doing something, you know, on a spiritual level, they aren't living the life that they need to have healthy bodies and do all the walking and that sort of thing. And then you have elephants in the entertainment type situations and giving rides and that sort of thing. Oh gosh, there was one other thing I think you mentioned.
Logging.
Oh, the logging. Yeah, using the elephants working and so forth. So there are a lot of elephants that are in miserable conditions and need, you know, rescue and sanctuary. But I know one of the really great things that they started, Eileen, you brought to our attention, is in the temples, they've created these mechanical elephants.
Oh yes, right.
That look pretty cool. And so they use these big kind of like life-size mechanical elephants to do the blessings. And then they usually are willing to let their live elephants, you know, the elephant go to a sanctuary because they have the mechanical ones.
They're called robotic elephants. And PETA India sponsored some of those. And can you hear me okay?
Yes, you're sounding good now.
Okay. And the kids love them. They're a lot of fun. And guess what? They don't have to feed the robotic elephants.
So right.
Less money, you know, the temple likes it too because they don't have, you know. So they're having more of those. And, you know, just have to get more sanctuaries for these lovely animals. And because you know they can't be released to the wild or
right.
You know, anything like that. So,
but so you have six in the sanctuary that you're helping.
Yes.
How many total can they have at that place?
Oh, I don't know. Not too many more, but it's about, you know, sponsoring the elephants in other places too. So we're also
right.
sponsoring in some other places.
So, yeah, because it's like you can't just have a little kennel and, you know, collect a bunch of elephants. You know, I mean, you have to have the right habitat for them, and that takes lots of space and, you know, lots of care.
They like their dust baths, and, you know, that's something that we've seen. And they also like their pools. They like to go swimming every day. So, you know, we're just so happy that we can make a good life for them.
Yeah,
and,
that's
you know,
wonderful.
Sponsor that.
Absolutely wonderful. And now there seems to be an answer for the temple elephants with the creation of the robotic elephants. And then if we could just cut down on them being used, you know, in entertainment, and then I don't know if there's any other way for them to haul logs out, you know, and that kind of stuff. Seems to me that
well,
we figured out how to do it in this country. We don't have elephants to haul the logs around. There must be another way to do that.
Well, they use horses and mules. It's another story, so they don't have much of a good life either. Also, some of the groups we help, you know, rescue those animals. Especially after a lifetime of service, sometimes they're just abandoned on the street. And, you know, I've seen it for myself. You know, just, a horse or just wandering around, nowhere to go, nobody's helping them. So,
I have not been to India myself, but I mean, that's got to be strange to be there when you're used to living, you know, like in this country and the way we house animals and then go there and all these animals just wandering around. That's got to be
it. When you're in the downtown cities, there's all these skyscrapers, and there's, you know, dogs running around, street dogs. So, yep. But, you know, they just blend in with all the people. And but the important part is to just get them, you know, vaccinated.
All right. So anything else that you want to tell us about before we have to let you go?
Well, I guess I'll have to do another newsletter soon. And you always like them, Martha.
Oh, I love your newsletter. Well, I think your website's one of the best websites I've ever seen. It is so well done and so informative. It is helpanimalsindia.org. Very simple, people, and I want you to go to the website and like the website and sign up for the newsletter, because those are incredibly informative. And and of course I follow Help Animals India on Facebook as well. And Eileen, you post all kinds of really cool stories and great photographs and detail, and if you can afford to send something, you know, to donate to the cause. And how about it, is you always say our dollar is really strong in India. Is that still the case?
It's only getting stronger.
Really?
So, okay. You know, I'm just amazed. And, you know, now with the, you know, with the war in Iran, the fuel prices, you know, it's affecting India a lot, much more than even here with the fuel prices. And, okay. You know, we have to, they have to run their ambulances. They have animal ambulances. So they need to, you know, get the gas for that. So that's a real burden now.
Well, so does India, the oil that India uses, that comes through the Strait of Hormuz?
I don't know. So, and they, you know, they're fighting with, you know, we get it some with Russia, and I don't know.
But but the bottom line is that fuel is more of an issue in India now than it even is here.
Right, and the animal groups, they need to, you know, fuel the animal ambulances. And we just bought another one for one of the groups. So, you know, it's like $10,000. We can get a whole ambulance equipped. And,
wow.
You know, they go out and, you know, someone calls. They need a street rescue. And these ambulances are not just for picking up injured animals. They also have a spay-neuter component, some of them.
Wow.
And they can do the spay-neuter right there. People, you know, can do it in the ambulance. I think, that's like our spay-neuter or mobile that Posados had, right? Remember?
Right, right.
But it cost $100,000. So these are.
Yeah, isn't it amazing that, what it would cost $100,000 here, you can get for $10,000 there. So money does go a much farther.
About 10 times less, about. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for your good work and all that you do to help the animals of India. And it just sounds like more help is needed, especially now with all the fuel stuff going on. They can really use some extra help. So doesn't matter how much. Every little bit helps. Go to helpanimalsindia.org. And send a little something on for the animals, maybe a little Easter gift. And if you can do, I signed up for a regular monthly donation, and then I don't have to remember to do it. And I always feel so good when it comes through and I see that I've done that. So it would be wonderful if y'all would do that too. Anyway, Eileen, I know that you need to take off. So anything you want to leave us with before you go?
Oh, just everyone, you know, have a beautiful Sunday and just be grateful for what we have and what we can do to help others. So, and hopefully everyone gets the help they need for their animals and the people that they love.
Wonderful. Have a very blessed day, Eileen, and thank you for joining us. And I guess we'll talk to you the first week of May.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I'm shocking. Okay. All right. God bless.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Okay, bye-bye.
All righty then. Let us catch up with our advertisers, and we'll do that right now. So when we come back, we got to do we got current events and some other stuff to chat about, and Golly, oh, I haven't. Yeah, there's some things on my list. So anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW, and we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time, and now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of our Easter Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here at Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard, you know, from a wonderful Whispering Dragon Center and Shoreline, that's Jude Ponton, our sound healer. And my gosh, she is one of the most gifted healers I know. And she's totally responsible for getting me through, you know, my lower back injury and leg thing that I've never experienced that kind of pain and not being able to walk. And it was really serious. And I am so grateful that she's there. And the type of chiropractic that she does is quite unusual. And I had experienced several chiropractors before I found her years ago. But she doesn't do the cracking and that sort of thing. And she actually was able to rotate my spine. And it took a couple, you know, times to get it completely back in, but I'm amazed at what she was able to do and how she was able to figure out what exactly was going on with my body and what was needed to get it back into alignment and balance. And I do believe that the Acutonics, using the Acutonic forks instead of needles, acupuncture, I think it's way more powerful, and more can be added to it. And it's just really an incredible experience, the sound and the vibration healing. So check Jude out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call. She'll call you back. Her number is 206- 206-2836. 206-706-2836. And then I didn't have a chance to mention last hour, we did hear from NuPro, our NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O supplements.com. And they have great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, and the best cat vitamins. And reminded again this morning, Sophie wouldn't eat until I sprinkled her NuPro nuggets, her cat vitamins, on her food. And you can find sometimes products in your local pet store. If not, you can check them all out at newprosupplements.com online, and they're all available on Amazon, and the price is the same, so you can shop either place. And, of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we would love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. So come join us. If you're interested, send us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then, Nathan, I think before we get chatting and distracted, we better do current events. Let's see, what have we got here on current events now? Still all kinds of stuff going on at the Northwest Stream Center in McCollum Park in South Everett. Let's see. Now, the first thing, waterways. Healing the Circle of Water and Life is at Shack Art Center. And that's the 2026 Arts Education in Action exhibition with Sammy the Salmon on display. And the exhibition is open now through May 16th. It's open Tuesdays through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And that Shack Art Center is on Hoyt Avenue in Everett. And I've got that in the Northwest Stream Center because Sammy the Salmon is there at the exhibit. All right, then what's going on generally right now at the Northwest Stream Center is it's their Swamp Lantern Festival. All right, Nathan, see how in tune you are. What do you think the Swamp Lantern Festival is all about?
Swamp Lantern Festivals. Well, I'm thinking about those lanterns that they kind of put around in China where they have like a little thing they light up and then it floats into the air, and then maybe they're putting that through the swamp, or maybe you're going through and they have like little electronic lanterns that are hanging from the trees, and then you walk through and look at the lights of the swamps and lanterns. That's my best guess.
It's living swamp lanterns.
Oh.
Think skunk cabbage.
Skunk cabbage. Okay, so.
You know, so they grow in the water in the swamps, and they come up, they're bright yellow.
Uh-huh.
And so they call them swamp lanterns.
Oh, okay. So I always knew them as skunk cabbage.
Yeah, right. Well, at the Northwest Stream Center, they call them Swamp Lanterns, and it's Swamp Lantern Festival time. So if you don't want to go look at the tulips, okay, you can go tour the Swamp Lanterns at the Northwest Stream Center, and that's now through April. Apparently, the skunk cabbage is blooming. They'd like you to call and let them know you're coming. Let's see, I'll give you the contact information at the end here. All right, then the next thing on the list is Earth Day Every Day Volunteer Planting Event will be Saturday, April 11th. So I think that's next Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon at Quill Cedar Creek in Tulalip. Urban Wetlands and Wildlife, a guided birding field trip. Ooh, that sounds fun. A guided birding field trip. How fun. Saturday, April 18th, 10 a.m. to noon. And then after that, you can do some rock painting with the nature of the Pacific Northwest. That's Saturday the 18th from 1 to 3 p.m. So you can do a guided birding field trip from 10 to noon, And then paint rocks from 1 to 3. Then we've got the Earth Expressions, Climate Circle and Guided Meditation, Sunday, April 26th, 3 to 6 p.m. And that's an Earth Day gathering to nurture and sustain self-care and stewardship. Now, then there's another presentation, Monet, Me, and the Mallards, Saturday, May 2nd, 1 p.m. with Gregory A. Green, wildlife photographer. That'll probably be beautiful. All right, and then there's at Penny Creek, Penny Creek History and Stewardship, Saturday, May 19th, 1 p.m. And then, Foraging for Wild Edible Plants with Alderleaf Wilderness College. And that's going to be Saturday, May 30th at 1 p.m. And then the last thing, Solstice Serenades, a benefit concert for the Sustainable Ecosystem Lab with the Musical Mountaineers and Friends. That'll be Saturday, June 14th. And the Summer Solstice Market will also be held that day during that time. So that's everything going on with Northwest Dream Center. Let's see here. Who else? We've got Homeward Pet Adoption Center. Their furball auction and dinner is April. That's going to be next Saturday. So I don't know if you can still get reservations if you don't already have them, but you better call today and find out or check them out. Homeward Pet Adoption Center, because it's next weekend. All right, then Seattle Humane. I got the Spring Bake Workshop for kids probably are filled up because they start this week, but you can check that out. The Summer Camp 2026 is also registering right now. And then Tuxes and Tales 2026 will be May 16th at the Fremont Studios in Seattle. And then, of course, we talked to Marilyn at Meow, Fine Wines and Felines, Purdy and Pink, Big Hair, Bigger Hearts, in-person dinner and auction, Saturday, June 27th, 5:30 at Mobius Hall on Cascadia College campus in Bothell. Registration opens April 27th, and there'll be the online auction from June 15th to June 29th. All righty, then. I think that does it for current events, except to say that next week is the second Sunday of the month. And as usual, now that means Linda Rasmussen will be here, our bioenergetic synchronization technique best practitioner, energy codes gal. Excuse me. And she will be here. Take your calls and we'll do healing and energy balancing treatments for you and your animal friends. And we found a way to do it together now, and it works pretty well. So I hope you will mark your calendars and plan to be here next week. Call in for free remote treatments for you or your animals with Linda. All right, so I think that catches us up with our current events and all of that. So I think, Nathan, how about we take care of advertisers for the last time in the hour, and then we are going to be good. We'll be all caught up. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of our Easter Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from Natasha Venter. She is our medium communicator, general psychic gal, and she is here on the third Sunday of the month to take phone calls and do personal readings for you and all of that good stuff. And you can check her out when she's not here at intuitiveclarifications.com is her website, intuitiveclarifications.com. And she has a YouTube channel in Natasha Venter and the letters IC for Intuitive Clarifications. Natasha Venter IC will bring up her YouTube channel, and she's apparently got a ton of stuff there you can listen to. And that's also where you would find her regular podcast, which is weekly on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. So you can get the new podcasts Wednesdays, 4 p.m. on her YouTube channel. And then, of course, you can listen to the archives and the other stuff that she posts. And she is also available for private readings. And you can, I think you can schedule on her website, intuitiveclarifications.com. But you can also just give Natasha a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And then, of course, you heard from me. And I'm back into the I don't know what's up with everybody, but if I think most people are like me and trying not to drive much and not to spend a whole lot of money right now, because things seem to be so volatile and unpredictable at this point. At any rate, I would love it if you would write down my phone number, and please tell anybody you know that's got dogs, if they have problems with their dogs, I'll always talk to them for free on the phone. And I've perfected a way of coming and getting problems solved really fast, and I usually only have to see people once. And even if we've got new puppies and stuff, I can do a whole, get you educated for everything you need to know moving forward, on one session. And, I'm very reasonably priced. And like I said, always talk for free on the phone. So write down my phone number, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. 7258, and feel free to pass it out to anybody that's got dogs and needs help. Tell them to call Aunt Martha. I would love to hear from them. Okay, then. I think we are all caught up. And before we talk a little bit about Easter today, I haven't had a chance to tell you too much about Animal TV, but Animal Planet seems to be changing how they're airing shows, and I don't know that they're doing new shows of some of their regular shows and just running reruns, but Saturdays are traditionally now kind of like Marathon Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, and that's my favorite vet show, and he is just so incredible. We needed Dr. Jeff in every state of the country. Because he is just one of the finest vets I've ever watched work. And, I spent almost 20 years working in veterinary medicine and keeping it, reasonably priced, giving back, which is really incredible. And, I haven't seen any new shows, though. It's only been old ones. And then I saw kind of rumors on Facebook that are they not airing or doing any new shows? And I'm not sure about that. But then there's also the posts on Facebook that Dr. Jeff's been dealing with cancer again. So, you know, I would put him on your prayer and healing list, please. And but I haven't seen any current updates about that either. So I don't really know what's going on. But I've been catching up on Dr. Jeff's running. They run till 10 p.m. on Saturday, and then at 10 p.m. they run Dr. D, the Alaska vet. And so now, Nathan, I have another favorite vet show, because this Dr. D Alaska show, she's like the Dr. Jeff of Alaska. She's really, really good, and veterinary medicine's a whole different ballgame in Alaska compared to down here. And I mean, she had to get her pilot's license to be able to fly a plane around there to see people and go out into the middle of nowhere, you know, in Alaska to help these animals and stuff. And so she's kind of like treats every kind of animal. So she does, you know, dogs and cats and all of that, but then has to do all of the livestock and so forth that they have. And she's doing reptiles and birds and all kinds of things. And I've learned so much from watching that show from her. And also, I am quite impressed at how good she is in working with the animals. And she talks to them and all of that. And then, of course, has her own personal animals. And anyway, it's a really good show. So you might, if you want another good vet show to watch, that's another good one that you can chime into. But again, I've watched enough of them now that I'm starting to recognize some of the shows I'm seeing. So I don't know that they're doing new shows of that either. So if anybody knows what's going on with Animal Planet and what they're doing, call me, let me know. Or, you know, or I would like to know what they're up to and why I'm not seeing new shows. And anyway, because I'd love to see new Jackson Galaxy shows, My Cat from Hell. I mean, it's the best show about cats ever. And his help is so needed in the cat world. But anyway, so if anybody knows what's going on with Animal Planet, please let me know. So anyway, that kind of brings us to Easter here, where we are today. And because it is such a lovely day, I mean, the standard stuff, you know, about Easter, Nathan, is, you know, to pay attention. And if you're gonna, you know, you're having special feasts today and so forth, be cautious about sharing with your animal friends. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with giving our, you know, domestic animals human food. I always say, what's wrong with real food? Real food is always better than processed food. But you don't want to overdo it and overwhelm them. And if you have smaller breeds of dogs, you have to be more careful about what you give them than if you have a medium to large size dog. So if you have something that's got fat and gristle and that kind of stuff left over, smaller dogs, you have to be concerned about pancreatitis and upsetting their system. So you would want to, I would not do the fatty stuff and that sort of thing, where a larger dog can get away with that and it's not a problem. Remember that cooked bones are seriously dangerous to our dog friends or our cat friends, because cooking them makes them brittle, so they splinter and can rupture things on the way out or cause problems. So do not give any cooked bones. Raw bones can be very good, and if your dog is used to eating raw bones, you can give raw bones without a problem. And then I'm thinking, Nathan, of all those little cadiddles that are out there looking for those Easter eggs and so forth, if you've taken advantage of this beautiful day and hidden Easter eggs all over the place, make sure that your kids find them all and you don't leave any outside that your dog can get into and swallow and cause a problem.
And we're talking both plastic and real, correct?
Exactly, because they could get in trouble with all of those things. And the wrappers of stuff, because, you know, dogs, well, every once in a while you find a dog that's smart enough to unwrap, you know, the something before it eats it. But usually they eat the wrapper and everything. And that sometimes can be an issue. Again, smaller dogs are going to be in more jeopardy than larger dogs. And it's the darker chocolate that is the most toxic. The theobromine for our animal friends. And then be careful with Easter baskets. You know, if your kids have collected lots of stuff, you know, if you're, you know, be careful about where they're left around the house that the dog might get into them. Or if you have special treats on tables and hanging out and you're not supervising, then make sure that you pick that stuff up so that your animals don't have access to that. And I've seen a few tragedies over the years with Easter bunny rabbits. You know, I always say, you know, rabbits can make great companion animals, but they live 10 to 12 years. So if you need a rabbit, you got to commit. And then you have to know how to care for them. I mean, my first rabbit, I didn't know that they had to chew on wood and chew on stuff to wear their teeth down. I ended up having to cut my rabbit's teeth off. I used my pinking shears to cut his teeth off every once in a while because they grow constantly. So you have to know what you're doing when you're rabbits. And then every once in a while, you get a kid that has a little rabbit, and then you get the Easter baskets with that kind of plastic grass stuff that's in Easter baskets. And I've heard of stories where people have put that bedding in with their real live bunnies, and the bunnies have eaten it and it kills them. So you got to be careful about that sort of thing. And I'm hopeful that nobody went out and got little chickies and ducklings and that sort of thing, unless you're going to have a chicken coop in your yard and have real eggs and that sort of thing. You know, like Merritt and Beth do with Henry and Arabella. Anyway, so just be realize with the holiday today that sometimes we let our guard down and our domestic animal friends can get into stuff they shouldn't. So pay attention so that that is not an issue. And know that with the temperatures going up and it's supposed to, borderline 70 tomorrow, pay attention for the mushrooms growing. You get those. It's getting warm enough for fleas to start hatching. So get out your flea combs and make sure your dogs and cats are not picking stuff up if they're out in the yard. I even have to check mine because my cats aren't free, but they have the cat run and they can, you know, they've picked up fleas before. So all that good stuff. Anyway, I think we're all caught up. So, Nathan, we can get ready to get on the love train one more time. And remember, dancing is required. You don't get to opt out here, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up, join the love train. I'll cruise by and pick you up. And, Nathan, how do I find my rainbows and all of that stuff?
Yeah, I'll show you how to do that once we get through the end of the hour here.
Okay, you'll show me. Yep. All right. Okay, so hopefully I'll be able to join in here and be a happy camper with Love Train. So I always energize up. Oh, and let's remember, when we're sending energy all around this country, all around the Middle East, love, blanket it all, because we don't want war crimes going on. That's something we don't need to add to this whole thing. So let's just blanket everything with love. Raise the vibration, because then it won't be possible if we raise the vibration. All righty, here we go. Energizing up with the Yogi Energization Prayer. Oh, Infinite Spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animals24-7.org. Next up, Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.